Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the United Steelworkers and the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, and we appreciate their support. Joining me today, we have Rich Fiesta with the Alliance for Retired Americans. Rich, welcome back.
Thanks, Charles. It's always great being back with you.
Rich, we appreciate you being with us today. I called you today, short notice, and you came on. We really appreciate your help. What the hell is going on in Washington, D.C.? This zombie bill, and again, I have to apologize as a Pennsylvanian on behalf of Rich Fiesta and myself. What the hell is Rick Santorum doing?
One never knows what Mr. Santorum is up to. Speaking of zombies, we thought we retired him back in 2006. Yet you just don't know. And his sort of similar person, Pat Toomey in the Senate, seems also to be going right down the road in running towards a health care bill that is bad for every American, regardless of age, and we could see something being voted on the last week of September next week, Charles.
What do we have to do to stop this? I mean, because this is the worst of the worst, the most vile, the most harmful, the most, and I'm going to say it, potentially deadly version of Republican Trump care.
Yeah, this Graham Cassidy bill is worse than what the Senate defeated a few months ago. I can't say that enough. This bill is worse than what the Senate defeated a few months ago. So it takes Medicaid and ends it over time, just flat out ends it. And one estimate is the state governments collectively would have to come up with like $645 billion a year to plug the gap, which they don't have. Premiums and out-of-pocket costs in the meantime, especially for older Americans, would increase significantly. States can play around on what's covered. So your pre-existing conditions, which right now are covered and you can't be denied care or be charged exorbitant amounts of money, that would all change. And for us at the Alliance for Retired Americans, we're concerned about older Americans. 84% of people over 55 have some sort of pre-existing condition, from relatively minor things like elevated blood pressure that you can treat to arthritis to anything else down the line. It is a train wreck for the health of the American people that is barreling down on us right now.
We got to do something.
Yeah.
At this point in time, I've picked up the phone. I've called Pat Toomey's office a couple of times. I will continue to call Pat Toomey's office. I encourage everybody else. What are we going to do?
That's one thing, is not only calling the senators, because that's where the first vote's coming, but then also call your U.S. House of Representatives member as well, because the House will still have to vote on that. And in a lot of cases, in most states, Pennsylvania being one of them, the constituents they represent over time, in a short period of time, will lose. They'll be paying more, getting less. 2018 is an election year. All U.S. representatives are up for re-election, only a third of the Senate. So some of these senators like Pat Toomey don't have to worry for re-election until 5 years. He should hear from us, and every member of the U.S. House should hear as well, because they're going to have to vote on it as well.
Well, we've got that. I thought that the last time we went through this, we had beat this bill back. We had beat this effort back. But it reared its ugly, zombie, people-eating head one more time. Rich, you represent 4 million retired Americans all across the United States, in all 50 states and 1,500 chapters. What are you telling your people? I mean, how do we finally beat this into submission?
That's right, and send it off, into the sunset. We're doing a lot in the Alliance. We are operating our national network with phones. You can call the Senate or the House, 202-224-3121 for the Washington office. But all these members of the House and Senate have local offices as well. So you can call them locally as well. We have an 800 or a toll-free number, 866-828-4162. I'll repeat that, 866-828-4162. And you can reach Congress that way as well. Put something, if you're computer inclined, on a member or a senator's Facebook page. They really pay attention to that. We're doing a lot of that as well. It's a little too late to sit down and do a stamped letter, but a phone call, Facebook page post, getting your friends engaged as well and your family. It's 5 o'clock, you know, on Friday, so to speak. It's the end of the work week, or the end of the legislative week is right on us. So we've got to pull out all the stops.
Yeah, there you go. You know, Rich, this is quite honestly beyond me. I don't understand why we have Republicans. I don't understand why we have members of the Senate, members of Congress, that are willing to do harm, and I'm saying this again, willing to do harm to their constituents for political gain.
That's exactly right. There was an article that made it in the press yesterday that the right-wing groups founded by the Koch brothers, and the Koch brothers are told the Republicans that they will no longer be donating in their campaigns until the Affordable Care Act is repealed, and tax reform, which is going to be right behind it, and it's not really reform, it's a reformulation to give the wealthiest people and corporations even more tax breaks until those two things are done. So, you know, it's the people be damned in that respect, Charles.
That's incredible. It's absolutely positively incredible. And, you know, I have to wonder, is Cassidy in a bad place for his next election? Is that why he's doing that?
Unclear there, because Louisiana, the state that he's from, which has expanded Medicaid, would actually be a loser on this, for example. In fact, he is coming from a state where, if this goes into effect, the subsidies disappear, Louisianans could be paying up to $11,000 more a year in premiums for the same coverage they have now. That's another almost $1,000 a month, and it's his bill. If you're a 60-year-old with an income of about $25,000.
Now, do you think he's telling his constituents in Louisiana that?
From the interviews I've seen him do on television, big fat no on that one.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rich, do you have any other tips for us to beat this back today?
Don't be shy. Don't be sitting down or laying back. This is the most crucial time for the future of the healthcare in our country over the next five working days between now and September 30. So pick up the phone. Go visit an office. Take some of your friends, go visit an office. Post something on a Facebook page to a senator or a member of Congress that repealing the Affordable Care Act, gutting Medicaid, and making seniors in particular pay more for less coverage is just not an acceptable way to go in a nation like ours.
There you go. Rich, we got to get going. How do we find out more about the Alliance for Retired Americans?
Sure. And all of this I've talked about is on our website, www.retiredamericans.org, and also links to our Facebook page and other media there as well, Charles. We're easy to find.
Rich, we appreciate it very much. We appreciate all the great things you're doing for Americans. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.